state, demographers are now even more confident Florida's population will soon trail only California and Texas, most likely by the end of 2016. The Office of Demographic and Economic Research's Amy Baker says most new Floridians will be baby boomers and recent retirees, and that's good news for the economy.
As they settle in, they're going to be buying things, you know, new home, new construction, outfitting that home, things that really contribute to the state revenues.
And Baker says because people in that age range typically don't have young children, they won't be drawing on public services like schools. The state is expected to add a number of residents equal to the population of Orlando every year until 2020. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.